We present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Beside me is a charming young lady to keep the score. Ahead of me is the grim prospect of keeping order through an entire edition of My Music. Meet the contestants, John Amis and Frank Muir, competing against Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. In a word, the old firm. John, here's a bit of good, solid operatic plottery. Title, please, and a leading character or two.
Komm aus dem Staunen nicht heraus. Der Feldmarschall. Octavian. Mariantor. Im Marschalli.
John. Well, I have a message coming through from the contestant on my right who says, don't know.
Thanks, you asked me.
Thanks very much.
He was writing so assiduously, didn't
he? Yes, yes.
What do you do?
Well, the mention of Octavian would give it away, even if I hadn't begun to suspect. It's something sung by Baron Ox in Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier.
Absolutely.
Michael Langdon, who is the best ox we have in the country, if you see what I mean, told me that he was singing it recently somewhere in France, and there is a minor character called Faninal who comes in, especially in Act Two. And this Faninal was staying at a hotel with a bird who we passed off as his wife, and somebody rang him up and said, watch out, your real wife has just arrived. So he quickly packed up his things from the hotel and beefed off quickly to the opera house, leaving his girlfriend there, and there was a bit of a argy-bargy. Well, Act Two came, and obviously the wife had arrived at the theatre. Faninal went off after his bit in Act Two and leaves Ox by himself. And Mike Langdon said he was suddenly aware that there was somebody on the stage with him. And at one point he looked round and there was Faninal sitting there at the back, obviously frightened to go off. And at the end of the act, when he did go off, there was a frightful bang, crash. Faninal getting his uppance.
Yes. It might call Oxtail, that, wasn't it?
Oxtail. Ah.
Frank, it's sometimes a bit hard on the old legendary singers when we hear them on tinny old records, sometimes made when they were beyond their prime. Listen to this, though, for a voice recorded in 1909... when the lady concerned was getting on for 40. What a voice that must have been to hear in
person. Beautifully clear.
Mm. Who was she, please?
Presumably Dame Clara Butt.
Yes, it was Dame Clara herself.
The colorature.
Dame Clara, recorded in 1909.
A friend of mine heard her once in Brighton, and she was singing a song called Oh, It's Quiet Down Here. And apparently a whole battened row of seats suddenly collapsed. She said, I think I will sing something more appropriate.
Ian, you've enjoyed listening to Carmen many times, and perhaps, I don't know, appeared in Carmen, have you?
Never.
Anyway, you've enjoyed it many times. You're very familiar with it. In which act of Carmen does this song occur?
Yeah.
Yes.
Typical Bizet.
Yes. That comes in Act 7.
you tumbled me.
Act where the bull dances on the toreador's grave.
Yes. You're trying to tell me something, aren't you?
It doesn't come from Carmen.
No, it doesn't. It's by someone else entirely, and it's by Delib, right?
The maids of Cadiz.
Yes, they feed the Cadiz, that's right. Words, did you know, by Alfred de Musset.
No, I didn't know.
Alfred de Musset. You got the mark there. Dennis, yours is a show. Which show begins, rather curiously, perhaps, like this?
Take your time, gentlemen.
Dear Sasha.
Now, that's how it begins. Do you know it?
No, I don't. It's an orchestra?
Yes.
Is it a musical?
Yes. Well, it's certainly a play with a great deal of music.
Sasha Distel.
No. It's a character in this rather grim story. John knows it. I'll give you a clue, which won't be any help to you. It's this. First note is E. John, can you explain just for
every
interest?
Good boy deserves...
Oh, it's the Tom Stoppard.
Yes.
Is this the Tom Stoppard? Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah.
Andre Previn, every good boy deserves favour. Ian McKellen in the great acting role there. Mm. Never mind. Worth it to find out, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Some singers are so unmistakable that you can recognise their voices from a single syllable. John, one syllable only of this person. Who is he or she?
Yeah. Could you give it to me again?
Just that single...
I think it's Ian Wallace.
See if you're right and hear the whole of that line. Yes, you're right. Frank, your turn. Who, from a single word, who is this?
Judy Garland.
Let's hear the next line and see if you're right.
Climb into the moon and let me live among the stars.
Yes, Judy Garland it was.
It's that vibrato, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's the passion, it's the sheer professionalism. Wonderful lady. Different kind of singer for you, Ian. Who's this?
Distinguished companies.
Yes, you are. Yes, that's true. Well, they are, anyway.
Louis Armstrong.
Do you really recognise the song by any chance?
I think I would have to have it again. Like, so don't bother.
No, we'll just play you the full line.
I ain't got nobody, baby.
Yes, that's right. Louis Armstrong. It was. Dennis, can you spot this voice from just one syllable? I think you could have got it, perhaps.
Is it Billie Holiday?
Yes. Let's hear the rest of that line.
There is no greater love than what I feel for you.
Yes, Billie Holiday. I'm going to play on the piano four bars of a song or a dance that has something to do with girls. What I want, please, is the title. So, John, what's this? What's that got to do with girls?
It's a ballet.
Yes. Title, please.
La fille mal gardée.
Thank you. The clock
La fille mal gardée.
From, yes, by Erol. Yes, you got it. Frank, whose girl is this?
Yours. Nicola.
No.
Yes, it's my little girl.
My little girl. Yes, that's right. My little girl.
Yes,
that's right. From?
It's from Carousel.
Carousel.
My little girl.
Pink and white as peaches and cream as sheep. Billy Bigelow's little girl, actually, yes. Ian, where do these girls come from?
back to Cadiz.
That's right, yes. Who wrote the words of that song?
Alfred...
Lord...
I
did tell you, didn't I?
Yes.
Alfred de Musset. That's right. Very good, you remember it.
Alfred de Musset, you all know that, called his cat Pousset. His accent was affected. That was to be expected.
Is that a Terry Hugh? Is that you see
yes.
Yes. What about him?
Chekhov called his puppy Muir.
Did he? Dennis, some advice about girls. What's the advice?
I can't remember, but on the other hand, I haven't got an anecdote about it.
Some small compensation.
Yes.
Don't you remember?
It's 30s, but it just escapes me. I'm sorry.
Terrible title. Gather lip rouge while you may.
Yes. Came from a film, yeah.
Mm. It was featured a great deal by Henry Hall and his band. Composers of various kinds and their works. John, the following works all have something in common. Schubert's E-flat trio, D929, Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony, Brahms' Second Violin Sonata, and, in a sense, Mozart's First Serenade in D. What have they in common?
The key?
No. They're all opus 100.
That's clever, isn't it?
Only Mozart, of course, is... Mozart is, of course, K, 100. Here's part of the Prokofiev opus 100 to check. Frank, see if you can pick up a mark. Samuel...
A simple one like that.
No, it's a bit more in your line, Frank. Samuel Taylor Coleridge never met Samuel Coleridge Taylor. By how many years would you guess they missed one another? Have a look.
The Coleridge.
Yes, and the Taylor.
Hang on, it's birth and death, isn't it? Well, it's death and birth.
Yes, death and birth.
Coleridge died about 1830.
Very near, yes.
And Samuel Coleridge Taylor died much, much later, didn't he? Didn't he, F.L. Dot, flourish, as they say, around about the turn of the century?
Yes, really, yes. A bit later.
50 years.
A bit later. Certainly near enough. 41 years separated the death of one from the birth of the other. Now you get the mark. And it was Coleridge Taylor, of course, who gave us this. Was not Alfred de Musset singing, but...
Richard Lewis.
Every time. Unmistakable voice, yes, Richard Lewis. Yeah. Ian, down in the crypt of St. Paul's Cathedral, among the memorials to admirals and generals and a few artists, I was surprised to find a plaque which read, "Blaze of lights and music calling, music rising, falling, like a rare and precious diamond, his brilliance lives on." Whose brilliance?
Ivan Novello.
Yes, that's right. He and Sullivan are the only light composers I could find down there. All the rest were either painters or soldiers and statesmen. Nice that he's remembered in that way. I don't know who wrote the line, do you?
I don't know who did.
Would it be Christopher Hassell?
I don't know, because it's neither poetry nor prose.
I think it's very likely to have been Christopher Hassell.
Yes, possibly. Yeah.
Because he was
colleague.
Very much his
yes, probably so. Yes. Dennis, which is the longest-running musical in British theatre history?
Well, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, that's right. Which took the record on October the 3rd, 1978, with its 2,620th performance. During that time, just for interest, it was seen by 1.5 million people and it took £6 million at the box office. It's one thing to compose a piece of orchestral or instrumental music. It's quite another thing to know what to call it. Will you help me, please, gentlemen? I've composed these four pieces at one time or another of rather moody mood music, and I'm not sure my titles are the best possible. So, I thought it'd be interesting to find out what you would have called them, if you'd written them. John, what ought I to have called this?
ever get an Oscar? Peterson.
Oh, no, nice thought, no. Fair enough, I called it Ode to Spode, actually.
Why?
Frank. Because I thought it might irritate you when I told you about it 15 years later. Frank, what would you have called this?
Nocturne in the Old Kent Road.
Oh, yes. Yes, Nocturne in the Old Kent Road. Table for One, I call it. Ian, your title, perhaps, for this? Very nice. Yes, very nice. I called it Coconut Girl. But I would like to have called it Sunshine Calypso.
Well,
pity. Change it now.
They're compatible.
Yes, they are. Dennis, what would you have called this if you'd written it?
I'd written it, I'd have called it Derivative, but seeing that you've written it, I can put you onto a really good title.
Yes.
Honestly, you really make money with this. Call it On.
On.
O-N, yeah. O-N. Because right. Every time then you hear somebody saying, if music be the food of love,
play on.
You can then say that's my tune they're talking
charming,
about.
Charming, yeah, I like that. Thank you much. That should be changed. Its original title was Alone in a Crowd, but that's what it's going to be called from now on. On.
Extraordinary coincidence, because I just muttered to John while it was on, if music be the food of love.
Yes.
Sometimes the words of songs tell us to do something. They give us an order, like, go, tell it on the mountain, or twist and shout. It's an order. I'm going to obey exactly what the song tells me to do. The question to each of you, of course, is which song am I obeying? John. Hey ho, hey ho.
Sing hey, sing hoes.
So what is the title of the song?
Sing Oliver hey. Cromwell.
No. Don't know.
Sing hey, ho. Sing ho, sing hi ho, no. Ho ho ho.
No, I sang hey ho, hey ho. Getting complicated, isn't it?
Shakespeare. Shakespeare.
Yes, Shakespeare. Shakespeare.
Was a lover and his lass.
No, the other one.
Both with a hay and a hoe. Yes. And a nonny nurse so got a bargain with offer.
Unto the green holly, most friendship is fading, most loving mere folly.
Blow, blow,
thou winter wine. You finally got to it, didn't you? Right. So I'm going to obey a song's instruction again. Frank, ready? It isn't so.
Say it isn't so.
Thank you. Simple as that. Say it isn't so.
Yeah. Oh, I say it's quite a good game, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Can I have another go?
After a while, you know, it's sort of dawn. Ian, ready?
Yes.
Tonight.
Tonight?
No, I obeyed an order.
No, he said tonight.
Oh, yes.
They have to say,
You tell me tonight.
Yes, tell me tonight, exactly. Right. Right, yes.
It's good, Dennis, isn't it?
Good Dennis, game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's a song you sing on Yom Kippur.
Yes. Dennis, you ready?
Yeah.
It's the berries, it's the berries, it's the berries, it's the berries.
Keep repeating it's the berries.
Keep repeating it's the berries from the song
from the song Life is Just a Bowl of
Cherries. Yeah. Yes,
yeah. Actually, I have an anecdote which deals with those song imperatives. Mm. That was a story I heard about a hotel in New York where the jazz musicians used to pay, all used to stay. And it was a very run-down hotel. And every room had this notice. It said, what to do in case of fire. And then nothing. And I thought one of the musicians had written, says, what to do in case of fire? And he'd written, grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep.
This was charming. It so happens that the four songs in the final party piece round this week all begin with the letter S. John, Sprig of Time.
Sprig of Time,
time,
yes.
In time.
Confusing song. It's sometimes clock time, sometimes plant time. And it sometimes goes like this. Once I had a sprig of time, it prospered by night and by day. Till a young man came a-courting to me, and he stole all my time away. The gardener was standing by, I bade him choose for me. He chose me the lily and the violet and the pink, and I really did refuse them all. Oh, time, it is the prettiest thing, and time, it does grow on, and time will bring the world to an end, and so does my time grow on.
Thank you. Frank, when thinking of your song, I seem to hear the voice of Bobby Howes, or perhaps the orchestra of Billy Turnant, whose signature tune it was. She's My Lovely.
Oh,
nice song.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. Can you start low?
A bit low. Is
take
low
my tip
enough?
And start low. She goes higher.
She is my lovely, my Venus, and you must agree, sir. She's my lovely, serene as any Mona Lisa. She's the sunset hour when nothing is grey. She's the one set hour I long for each day. She is my lovely, the hush that brings the pearly dawning. She's my lovely, the thrush that sings at early morning. And the loveliest thing about her, you see, is she is so lovely to me.
Dennis, continuing your success with songs about spooning, Sart Noon, which comes between S'morning and S'evening, presumably.
Noon, yeah. Tommy Trinder sang this in Palladium Show in 1939, and it's by no means lovely. It's long time till S'evening, waiting for the moon. Gee, oh gosh, I could eat ya. Wanna meet ya, Sart Noon. It's long time till S'evening, waiting for a spoon. Gee, oh gosh, how I miss ya. Wanna kiss ya, Sart Noon. I just thought we'd get you.
You knocked over one run in the middle of the parking lot. It
gets too sexy after that.
Even sexier, doesn't it?
Yeah, even sexier.
Ian, Dennis's song was about a time of day. Yours is about a time of year, when the days dwindle down to a precious few. September song. What a lovely song. Shall we treat ourselves to a chorus? Right?
Why?
I put down a good key here. Oh, yes. I think it's the only song that begins with the word but.
But, yes.
Yeah, there's the note. But.
But it's a long, long while from May to December. And the days
Precious half hour we spent with you has resulted in the victory I see for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.